The hard part really was in the beginning. It's like we knew we had, okay, we need to get documents. We're making requests for documents. And it was like the city was just stalling.
I think what sometimes is on many stories, the most difficult thing is you know something is true. You know it. But you don't have the documents or people saying it well enough to get it in the newspaper.
What do you think this really means, like, for the future of investigative journalism?
It really helped, I think, tell the paper what was important. It sort of refocused our newsroom into doing these kinds of investigative pieces.
Right. This also kind of highlights what happens when you get rid of part of that aspect of a newspaper, right? The investigative reporters are gone. No one's there to be the real watchdog of going in there and looking at records and making those requests, like we did. And without that, it's just it you lose that power. That paper loses that sort of that sense of watchdog. A little bit of it, I guess, not completely, because you're still having reporters going to council meetings. And but yeah, it definitely shows it definitely shows that it's important, that it's needed.
Right. This is exactly what a newspaper should be doing.
Clearly, this shows what happens when, if a paper stops keeping an eye on an area or a place, or things can fall apart pretty easily. The check and balances are gone, and what's left is basically corruption. You know?
Yeah, and so yeah, like tell me about the reactions that you got from some of the Bell residents.
Well, I mean, the
all sorts of reactions.
Yeah, all sorts. I mean, we've been asked for autographs and, you know, pat on the back, and 76-year-old Carmen Bea who kissed Ruben.
Right. On the cheek.
on the cheek.
See, I had to correct you. I had to clarify that.
Right. And
they always do.
Yeah, and who said that, we were guardian angels sent from God.
I mean, overall, it's been positive, but it's also been, you know, residents are expressing, like, you know, we knew something was wrong with our city, and we just could not figure out what it was. We knew that they were maybe holding something from us, and we came along and exposed what the real root of the problem there was, and residents sort of felt this relief, but at the same time anger that this whole time, they had been sort of been paying for these salaries, because through property taxes, right?
Right.